This is Victor Novak, the brewmaster for Golden Road Brewing. When I want to tap the very best in food news, I catch the SoCal Restaurant Show. Let's go Halos!
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, and we're proudly presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Wanting to get right back to our interview with the two chefs that are behind Outer Reef. This is the new destination restaurant that is in the Laguna Cliffs Marriott Resort. Don't know why I have so much trouble with that, but I think it's the cliffs in there that gets me. Where what is on the menu in terms of the quality of the food and the taste is equal to their unrivaled view, and you can dine indoors or outdoors on the patio. And we're speaking with executive chef John Tizar and his chef de cuisine, who is well known in Orange County, that being Jairo Martinez. Gentlemen, thank you and welcome back. John, there is an intriguing section on the Outer Reef menu, a rather extensive selection of pastas and unusual ones that all kind of come together. I understand your mother was of Italian heritage. Was that an influence in putting the pasta together? Because I know she had a big influence on you early in your days before you decided really that you wanted to make a career of being a chef.
Most definitely. Plus, my mother hung out with Italian women all the time, and it was kind of around the house. And you know, I grew up on the east end of Long Island. We had everything from the farm, everything from the water. So it's very similar to here, but very different. So my mother has had a tremendous influence on my career, and the pastas that we have at Outreach are just what I like to eat. You know, when I have to tell you, when I do a menu, I take a look at what people are eating, what they're eating in other restaurants, and then what I like to eat, and kind of combine them together. So, and they're also homages to great restaurants around the country. Like we have an octopus pasta with fusilli and a spicy bone marrow marinara. You know, that's an homage to my friend Michael White in New York at Berea. It's incredible Italian chef. So, I take a lot of inspiration from a lot of people. I think people love pasta. And I like to, you know, make good food. So that's what we're trying to do here in Outer Reef. I wish I could have a deeper, meaningful, you know, purpose to that. But it's just, I like to just serve simple, good food that people like. And I have experience tasting some of the best food from around the country and the world. So I've had a blessed life.
John, I would say we would have no issue with that. John, along the way, you have cooked with some very prominent and very talented chefs. Rick Moonen has actually been a guest on this show previously. I know him from his restaurants in Mandalay Bay, where I know you worked at one point and sadly are no longer with us. But Rick is still definitely shaking them up in Las Vegas. And I understand that he recently was by Outer Reef. If you could give our audience, John, one observation about Rick Moonen, just to give them a better idea of this fine gentleman, and also he's an expert when it comes to seafood, too. A thought or two, if you would.
I think Rick Moonen, he was a tremendous influence in my life, and Rick has many, many talents, but I think Rick Moonen has one of the best palates I've ever tasted. I've ever worked with in my life. Rick has an ability to taste things and fix food and focus on things like no chef I've ever worked with. So when you're a chef de cuisine, which is what I did with Rick, I would take dishes to him and Rick would make suggestions or say it needed this and that, and it would make a big difference. And with that process, he taught me a lot. He also gave me the privilege of becoming him for a few years in Las Vegas because he's a celebrity chef. He's involved in many, activist things. He was probably the first chef I ever spoke with about sustainable everything. Back in New York, when he was the chef of the Water Club, he was very into, sustainable food, healthy food, environmental food. Rick is just an extremely talented, extremely passionate, amazing human being. He was really one of my mentors and a very close friend.
I think very well said. Bringing Jairo back into the conversation. Jairo, I recently have been learning a bit more about sturgeon and the fact that there's a lot more to that fish than getting caviar from the sturgeons. And so lo and behold, as I've been doing this research, I come to Outer Reef and you have this wonderful sturgeon dish that's on your menu. If you could describe that a little bit for our audience, and Jairo, your observations about why we don't see more sturgeon as a center plate entree in better restaurants, because it's a wonderfully tasting fish. It's fatty, it's firm. I love the texture. I mean, it was really a delight experiencing this.
Yeah, so I mean, it's honestly a really amazing fish. It's the first time in my life that I've actually really worked with this much sturgeon. So we get ours from a gentleman named Michael Passmore up north, who also provides our caviar. And it's just like he'll send me pictures of all the stuff that he has Selena on, and this stuff is just incredible. I think that like a big reason why you don't really see it that much is just like, for one, I don't know many people that carry it or that farm it. So we are actually really lucky to know him. He has a long time relationship with Chef John, so that's how I was able to start working with this kind of product. But I'm still fairly new to it, still learning a lot about it. But it's definitely one of the tastiest things that I've had. It's really rich. It's really nice. And I think that, you know, it's one of those items that a lot of people are really unfamiliar with. Hence why you don't really see it that much in a lot of places. So there's this assumption that it probably won't sell. But, you know, for us, at Outer Reef, like Chef John said, these are all things that a lot of the menu is also dictated by things that he himself likes to eat, that we all enjoy eating together. So that was like one of the big decisions to have it on, even if we weren't expecting it to be at every single table. But for those that have never had the chance to, you know, it's a fun time for us to go out there and educate them about the fish and really just expose it a bit more.
No, Jairo, again, it's an item that you have to hand sell, I think particularly in Orange County. But again, I was delighted to see it on your menu, and I think the results speak for themselves. And because most of these caviar producers that are domestic now, they're using all parts of the fish. It's a closed loop. It's sustainable. It makes a lot of sense. So, you know, if you and John need to pioneer the way, I certainly endorse that. And again, just, you know, glad to see that on the menu. What you might do, Jairo, is just describe the dish. What is on the plate just besides that fillet of sturgeon? Because it's nicely presented and there's some good accompaniments that go along with that.
Yeah, so the dish itself, it's a nice piece of sturgeon. Like, we receive the whole fish in itself, and then we break it down. We'll age it for a couple of days just to, like, eliminate some of the water and just concentrate the flavor of it. And then we serve that with papas, which is, like, a Spanish kind of influence, and a sauce of shallots and different pickled bridles in it, as well as the quail egg and some of the caviar itself from the season.
Jairo,
bring the whole animal full circle.
Absolutely. Jairo, just a simple little dish, but a good description.
So much flavor that goes into it, and it's such a beautiful thing that, you know, it's one of the things that I really get excited for when I see people ordering it, because, you know, it's different. It's like halibut will sell itself. You know, you have a lot of branzinos out there in Orange County that just sell themselves, but to be able to create something so beautiful with a piece of sturgeon and then be able to show people, you know, how amazing a product like this is, while still supporting also a local friend of ours, you know, it just makes the whole thing really worth it for us.
Absolutely. John, you have a background in your early days of being a surfer and a skateboarder. How did Orange County escape you all these years? Because you must be in heaven now. You can't surf too much in the Hamptons, as far as I know.
No, that's my main frustration, is I've been so busy. I've kind of aged out of skateboarding, but I look at Doheny Beach every day, and I just go like, why don't I have a longboard and why aren't I down there right now? And I think I'm working my way back to it. I have a lot of friends in the area that I grew up with who moved here a long time ago from the East Coast that surf and very active in surfing, even at our age. And I hope to reconnect with them. But, you know, the restaurant's been the main focus. And once we get the dining room finished and we get a couple of new dishes on the menu for the fall, I'll be getting that 2 mil wetsuit on and hitting the beach for sure.
All right, John, we'll hold you to that. John, I know when you were researching your steakhouse, which I now believe is a pair of steakhouses in Texas, Knife, you did a tour of steakhouses around the United States. When you did that, I know this is a few years ago, did you get to Southern California? And what, if anything, in the steakhouse genre might have impressed you here? I'm more than curious.
You know, it wasn't all of the steakhouses. The one thing they all had in common was great ambiance, great service, and great wine lists, and some really good food around it. But I found the dilemma for me was the steak at the center of the plate. That really is the most expensive part of the experience other than the wine in the steakhouse. And it is called a steakhouse, not a wine house. So I got to all of these restaurants, and I was impressed. They're all magnificent restaurants. But the steak was just a disappointment. And I found 44 Farms and Heart Brand Beef, which is cattle out of Texas. And, you know, I wanted to use, having worked with Rick, I was, wanted to seek out something sustainable, number one, something that was really like true farm to table, not, like I say farm to table and the Cisco truck pulls up in the back of my restaurant. So it was a nice search, and it was very lucky. It's really like a divine intervention that I found this Black Angus cattle that is bred purely, pure Black Angus, like heifers and bulls, and they track genetics, and we get a lot of prime beef out of it. They're not fed corn. They're fed sorghum, molasses, fermented cottonseed, and then in the dry aging process, it gets sweeter. I can't describe that to you. I wish I could do it verbally over, on radio or even on television. You couldn't do it. You have to come and taste this meat. It actually gets sweeter and has a very beautiful, rich, intense flavor of beef, the way it should be. And that's why we dry age beef. Not because it's cool, not because it's a trend. It's because when I went and had all of these bad steaks, I found what I think is to be the best steak I've ever had in my life.
All right, John, I'm going to hold you to it. There is a 45-day dry-aged Heart Brand bone-in ribeye in my future at Outer Reef.
Yes.
And I will definitely give you a report. Ladies and gentlemen, Chef John Tizar of Dallas and Orlando, and now, fortunately, Dana Point at the Laguna Cliffs Marriott Resort, and his very capable chef de cuisine, Jairo Martinez, no stranger to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Again, for those of you looking for a special occasion and something that I think you'll come away with very impressed, I do wholeheartedly recommend Outer Reef in Dana Point. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, we're up in Solvang, and we're going to take a look at a new restaurant that is up there that has many different facets to it. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.